Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman Memra by Avram Goldar and Derim Masechet Sanhedrin Daf Pei Beis, the ninth parak Hanisrafin. The Zichud Masechet Sanhedrin program has been dedicated Lezichud Nishmas Rav Moshe Ben Yamin Ben Rav Menachem and his son Rav Menachem Avram Ben Rav Moshe Ben Yamin. May their neshamas have an aliyah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, Rav Chista said, Habali Molech, if one asks Beis Din if he should kill someone having relations with a Gentile woman, ain't moring law. They do not instruct him to do so because the law of Kanaim Pogimbo only applies to one who acts on his own. Rav Yochanan said the same and added, Shem Perosh Zimri Baragol Pinchas. If Zimri had separated himself from Cosby and Pinchas would have killed him after Neharagolav, Pinchas would have been executed for because the permit to kill someone having relations with a Gentile woman is only while the act is being committed. Finally, Nepach Zimri Baragol Pinchas. If Zimri would have turned around and killed Pinchas, a Neharagolav, he would not have been executed for it. Shari wrote of who? Because Pinchas was considered a pursuer, though it was permitted for Pinchas to kill him, so Zimri could save himself even by killing Pinchas. Point number two, the Gemara relates that Zimri approached Cosby for relations and dragged her by her hair to Moshe and challenged Moshe that if she was forbidden to him, Bas Yisro mi hitir lach, who permitted Yisro's daughter to you? The law of Kanaim Pogimbo was hidden from Moshe at that time, and everyone began weeping. The Pasuk says that Pinchas saw, and the Gemara asks what it was. Rav says, Rav Maisa v'nizkar halacha, he saw the incident and remembered the halacha. He said to Moshe, did you not teach about one who has relations with the Kusis, Kanaim Pogimbo? Moshe replied, Kar yana digarte iu lahavi parvanka. The reader of the letter should be the agent to follow its instructions. Shmuel says, Pinchas saw the Pasuk, ein chachma, ein tvuna, ein etzla, neged Hashem. There's no wisdom or understanding or counsel against Hashem's honor. Teaching, kol makam sheish chilul Hashem, ein chokin kavur rav. Wherever there is a desecration of Hashem's name, we're not concerned with giving honor to a teacher. So he acted without consulting Moshe's teacher. Boazer says he saw a malach destroying the nation and acted immediately. And point number three, the Gemara relates that Pinchas hid the spear tip in his garment and approached the shevet of Shimon using the spear as a walking stick and implied that he sought to join the sinning, allowing him access to Zimri's tent. The Gemara relates six miracles performed for Pinchas on that day, enabling him to kill Zimri and to publicly demonstrate what Zimri was doing. Pinchas threw down their bodies before Hashem and said, Rabbonu Sholom, because of these, 24,000 people of Yisrael should die? The Pasuk says, V'yipalel, and Pinchas prayed instead of V'yispalel. And Rebbe Lazar explains, Kaviyocho Shasu Plilos Imkono, that he made a quarrel, as it were, with his creator. The Malkei Ashars wanted to push him away, but Hashem said, Hanichu lo Kanai ben Kanaihu, leave him, he's a zealot, the son of a zealot, meaning Levi, in avenging Dina's disgrace. Mashiv Chema ben Mashiv Chemahu. He's one who turns back anger, the son of one who turned back anger regarding Aharon, who ended the plague in the incident of Korach. The Shvatim began mocking Pinchas, saying he was a descendant of Yisro, who fattened calves for Avodah Zorah, so the Torah identifies him as a descendant of Aharon. Hashem told Moshe, Hakdim lo Shalom, be first to greet him in peace, based on a pasuk. So once again, the three points are number one. Rav Chista said, Habali Malech, if one asks Beis Din if he should kill someone having relations with a Gentile woman, ain't moring lo. They do not instruct him to do so because the law of Kanaim Pogimbo only applies to one who acts on his own. Rav Yochanan said the same and added, Shem Perosh Zimri Baragol Pinchas. If Zimri had separated himself from Cosby and Pinchas would have killed him after Neharagolav, Pinchas would have been executed for because the permit to kill someone having relations with a Gentile woman is only while the act is being committed. Finally, Nepach Zimri Baragolav Pinchas. If Zimri would have turned around and killed Pinchas, a Neharagolav, he would not have been executed for it. Shari wrote of who? Because Pinchas was considered a pursuer, though it was permitted for Pinchas to kill him, so Zimri could save himself even by killing Pinchas. Point number two, the Gemara relates that Zimri approached Cosby for relations and dragged her by her hair to Moshe and challenged Moshe that if she was forbidden to him, Bas Yisro mi hitir lach, who permitted Yisro's daughter to you? The law of Kanaim Pogimbo was hidden from Moshe at that time, and everyone began weeping. The Pasuk says that Pinchas saw, and the Gemara asks what it was. Rav says, Rav Maisa v'nizkar halacha, he saw the incident and remembered the halacha. He said to Moshe, did you not teach about one who has relations with the Kusis, Kanaim Pogimbo? Moshe replied, Kar yana digarte iu lahavi parvanka. The reader of the letter should be the agent to follow its instructions. Shmuel says Pinchas saw the pasuk, ein chachma, ein tvuna, ein etzla, neged Hashem. There's no wisdom or understanding or counsel against Hashem's honor. Teaching, kol makam sheish chilul Hashem, ein chokin kavur rav. Wherever there is a desecration of Hashem's name, we're not concerned with giving honor to a teacher. So he acted without consulting Moshe's teacher. Boazer says he saw a malach destroying the nation and acted immediately. And point number 3, the Gemara writes that Pinchas hid the spear tip in his garment and approached the Shevet of Shimon using the spear as a walking stick and implied that he sought to join the sinning, allowing him access to Zimri's tent. The Gemara relates 6 miracles performed for Pinchas on that day, enabling him to kill Zimri and to publicly demonstrate what Zimri was doing. Pinchas threw down their bodies before Hashem and said, Rabbonu Sholom, because of these, 24,000 people of Yisrael should die? The pasuk says, V'yipalel, Pinchas prayed instead of V'yispalel. And Rebbe Lazar explains, Kaviyocho Shasu Plilos Imkono, that he made a quarrel, as it were, with his creator. The Malki Asharis wanted to push him away, but Hashem said, Hanichu lo Kanai ben Kanaihu, leave him, he's a zealot, the son of a zealot, meaning Levi, in avenging Dina's disgrace. Mashivchema ben Mashivchemahu, he's one who turns back anger, the son of one who turned back anger regarding Aharon, who ended the plague in the incident of Korach. The Shvatim began mocking Pinchas, saying he was a descendant of Yisro, who fattened calves for Avodah Zorah, so the Torah identifies him as a descendant of Aharon. Hashem told Moshe, Hakdim lo Shalom, be first to greet him in peace, based on a pasuk. All right, so now it's time to go to our Simmer Daf Pei base, and our standard simmon is peanut butter. Peanut butter, so here goes. The Kanai, on his way to fulfill Kanai and Pogimbo to a man doing an Avera in a peanut butter factory who realized he was putting his own life in danger and acted on his own because he saw the great Chilul Hashem, and this was no time for Kavod Harav, hid his spear tip in a peanut butter jar and convinced the Rishayim that he was one of them. Once again, it's emotion. The Kanai, on his way to fulfill Kanai and Pogimbo to a man doing an Avera in a peanut butter factory. Peanut butter factory? That must be learned Duff. Pei Beis, peanut butter. The Kanai on his way to fulfill Kanai and Pogimbo to a man doing an Avera in a peanut butter factory who realized he was putting his own life in danger, which reminds us Pinchas would have been killed for killing Zimri after the act, and Zimri could have killed Pinchas as a Rodev. So the Kanai on his way to fulfill Kanai and Pogimbo to a man doing an Avera in a peanut butter factory who realized he was putting his own life in danger and acted on his own because he saw the great Chilul Hashem, and this was no time for Kavod Harav, which reminds us, as the incident with Zimri and Cosby unfolded, the pasuk says that Pinchas saw, and the Gemara asks what it was. Rav says he saw the incident, and remember the halach, he said to Moshe Rabbeinu, did you not teach about the one who has relations with the Kusis, Kanai and Pogimbo? Moshe replied, the reader of the letter should be the agent to follow its instructions. Shmuel says Pinchas saw the pasuk, Ein Chachma, Ein Tvunave, Ein Eitzel, Neged Hashem. There is no wisdom or understanding or counsel against Hashem's honor, teaching, Kol Makom She'esh Chilul Hashem, Ein Chokin Kavod Harav. Wherever there is desecration of Hashem's name, we are not concerned with giving honor to a teacher, so he acted without consulting Moshe, his teacher. Belazar says he saw a Moloch destroying the nation and acted immediately. So the Kanai on his way to fulfill Kanai and Pogimbo to a man doing an Avera in a peanut butter factory who realized he was putting his own life in danger and acted on his own because he saw the great Chilul Hashem and that this was no time for Kavod Harav, hid his spear tip in a peanut butter jar and convinced the Rishayim that he was one of them, which reminds us, Gemara relates that Pinchas hid the spear tip in his garment and approached the Shevet of Shimon using the spear as a walking stick and implied that he sought to join the sinning, allowing him access to Zimri's tent. The Gemara relates 6 miracles performed for Pinchas on that day, enabling him to kill Zimri and to publicly demonstrate what Zimri was doing. So once again, the Kanai on his way to fulfill Kanai and Pogimbo to a man doing an Avera in a peanut butter factory who realized that he was putting his own life in danger, and acted on his own because he saw the great Chilul Hashem, and that this was no time for Kavod Harav, hid his spear tip in a peanut butter jar, and convinced the Rishayim that he was one of them. All right, so now it's time for 4 Blat Ba'Chazara. Daf Ein Ches. So the Simmer Daf Ein Ches is a child going, ugh. So here goes. The kids visiting a basin who went, ugh. Kids going, ugh. That must be on Daf Ein Ches. The kids visiting a basin who went, ugh, when the Dayanim couldn't convict the 10 men who struck and killed a man, which reminds us, it was taught in the Braisa, Iku asar b'nei adam basar makos umeis. If 10 people struck someone with 10 sticks and he died, whether they struck him simultaneously or one after the other, they're patur from execution. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseiras says that if they struck him one after the other, the last one is chai because he hastened his death, but are exempt if they struck him simultaneously because only a single murderer can be liable. So the kids visiting a basin went, ugh, when the Dayanim couldn't convict the 10 men who struck and killed a man. And when, ugh, again, when an x-ray proved that another murderer was a treifa and couldn't be convicted, which reminds us, Rabbi said that one who murders a treifa is patur because he's already considered dead. If a treifa committed murder in front of Beis Din and no testimony is necessary, he's killed because the pasuk says, ubiarta rami kerbecha, and you shall destroy the evil from your midst. If the murder was not in front of Beis Din, he's patur because any edus against him is edus shiatayachu hazima, Eidos which cannot be discredited through Hazama with this accompanying punishment, since such witnesses only attempted to kill a treifa and are not executed if they're found zomim, their testimony is invalid. So the kids visiting a basin went ugh when the dayanim couldn't convict the 10 men who struck and killed a man, and went ugh again when an x-ray proved that another murderer was a treifa and couldn't be convicted, saw a victim who was reassessed to survive an attack walk into the room and drop dead in front of them, and wondered if his attacker would be convicted for murder, which reminds us. The next mission states that if one struck someone, Bamduhu Amisa, and they assessed that he would die, but he improved and was reassessed to survive, but later it deteriorated and died, the attacker is executed. However, Rabbi Nechemia says he's pater shiraglaim wadavar, because there's an indication in the matter that the victim did not die from the attack. Daf Ein Tes. So the Simmer Daf Ein Tes is an 8, a pen, and we often use a sofer in the Simmon. So here goes. The angry sofer was pater when he threw his quill. Sofer? Quill? That must be on Daf Ein Tes, 8, quill, pen, sofer. The angry sofer was putter when he threw his quill at a goy, disturbing his writing, and mistakenly killed a yid, which reminds us. The next Mishnah states that one who intended to kill an animal or idolater, but instead killed a Jew standing nearby, he's putter. If he intended to strike the victim where he would not be killed, but struck his heart, where the blow could kill him, or intended to strike him where the blow could kill him, but mistakenly struck him where the blow was not able to kill him, but he died anyway, he's also butter. Rabbi Shimon says, even if he intended to kill this person, but killed that person, he's butter. So the angry sofer was putter when he threw his quill at a goy, disturbing his writing, and mistakenly killed a yid, and was putter again when he threw his inkwell at a group of 9 yidden and a goy, and killed a yid, which reminds us, we learned that if one threw a stone into a group consisting of 9 Jews and 1 non-Jew, and a Jew is killed, the person is putter. The pasuk teaches that although the majority are Jews, since the non-Jew was kavua, fixed in place, the killer is not executed because kol kavua k'mechzal mechzadami. Any suffix involving something fixed in place is considered like a suffix of 50-50. So the angry sofer was putter when he threw his quill at a goy, disturbing his writing, and mistakenly killed a yid, and was putter again when he threw his inkwell at a group of 9 yidden and a goy, and killed a yid, saw his friend get away with murder when he got mixed with other murderers before his gemara din, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Rotzeach shenisar b'acherim, if a murderer became mixed with others, they're all exempt. Rav Yudah says, konsinov sol kippah, they're gathered into a chamber and are indirectly killed, as described in Daf Pei Aleph. Shmuel explained that one murderer, whose verdict was not issued, became mixed with convicted murderers. The Rabban hold, en gomrin dinu shel adam el b'fanav, he can only issue a verdict in his presence, and since he cannot be identified, he cannot be convicted, and everyone is pater. Rav Yudah holds, they cannot all be exempt, since they're all murderers. So they're all killed through the kippah method. Daf Pei. So the Simran Daf Pei is a painter. So here goes. Well, one of Basin's painters. Painters? That must be on Daf Pei. Well, one of Basin's painters painted Usser onto the offspring of a convicted cow, which reminds us, Ravina amended a brisa to say that if a cow killed a person and conceived before the verdict and gave birth afterwards, the offspring is prohibited because uber yerech imohu. The fetus is like a thigh of the mother and becomes forbidden through the mother's verdict. So, while one of Basin's painters painted Usser onto the offspring of a convicted cow, another was changing the sign above the mixture of convicted men to the more lenient punishment, which reminds us, the Mishnah on the previous daf taught that if people sentenced to different methods of execution were mixed together, they're all given the most lenient execution. The Gemara asked that this should prove that Musru Adavar Chamur Habi Musru Adavar Kal. Someone warned for a more severe execution is also considered warned for a more lenient execution. Otherwise, those who are warned and convicted for the more severe Misa cannot be killed with the more lenient Misa. Rabbi Yirmi answers in the Mishnah's case is Shehisru Bostam, that they warned him generally that he would be killed, but did not specify which method, so he's considered warned for every type of Misa. So, while one of Basin's painters painted Usser onto the offspring of a convicted cow, another was changing the sign above the mixture of convicted men to the more lenient punishment, even though the majority were chayiv sreifa, which according to Rabbi Shimon is more severe, which reminds us, Rav Yudah said to teach the Mishnah as haniskalim benisrafin. Those sentenced with skeel became mixed with those sentenced with sreifa, and Rabbi Shimon rules they're all stoned, the more lenient misa, according to him, despite the majority being sentenced to sreifa. Daf Pei Aleph. So the simmer Daf Pei Aleph is a grandpa. So here goes. The grandpa, that must be one Daf Pei Aleph. The grandpa who had no nachus from his grandson, who became chayv in a more strict misa after being already chayv misa and got the more severe punishment, which reminds us, someone convicted for two types of misa receives the more severe one. So the grandpa who had no nachus from his grandson who became chayv in a more strict misa after being already chayv misa and got the more severe punishment and had no nachus from another grandson who was led to the kippah after violating alav sheyesh bo koris 3 times. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Mishal lak v'shana, one who receives malchus twice and transgress a third time, basin machnisin osin l'kippah, basin places him in a chamber and feeds him barley until his stomach bursts. This refers to repeated koris violations, and so he's already condemned to die young. And since he forgoes his life by his repeated karas violations, we hasten his death through the kippah procedure. So the grandpa who had no nachus from his grandson who became chayiv in a more strict misa after being already chayiv and got the more severe punishment and had no nachus from a grandson who was led to the kippah after violating alav sheyesh bo karas 3 times, finally had a little nachus when a grandson stood up for what was right and killed a thief taking a vessel from the Mikdash, which reminds us. The next Mishnah states, Hagonav has a kasva, one who steals a kasva, which the Gemara explains as a klishares, a service vessel at the base of Mikdash, the Hamakal Bakosim, or blasphemes using an idol's name, Vahabola Aramis, or has relations with an Aramean woman, meaning any idolater's daughter, Kanaim Pogimbo, zealot seeking to avenge Hashem's honor, may strike and kill him. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1, which daf did we learn that if a treifer murders someone, he's patur from misa because of edushia tayachul azima? That's on daf Ein Ches. Good. Number 2, which daf did we learn about cases where we apply the din of kanaim pogimbo, such as one who steals a klisharis from the mikdash? That's on daf Payoff. Good. Number 3, which daf did we learn Pinchas hid a spear to gain entry into Zimri's tent, and there were 6 miracles enabling him to kill Zimri and publicly demonstrate what had happened? That's on daf Pei Beis. Good. Number 4, which daf do you discuss what the din is if a murderer who had not had his gemar din became mixed with other convicted murderers? That's on daf Ein Tes. Good. Number 5, which daf do you discuss when the offspring of a condemned cow becomes prohibited? That's on daf Hey. Good. Number 6, which daf do we learn that someone convicted for 2 types of misa receives the more severe one? That's on daf Payoff. Good. Number 7, which daf do we learn, according to one opinion, Pinchas saw the pasuk of Ein Chochme, Ein Tvun, Ein Eitzel, Neged Hashem, which caused him to act? That's on daf Pei Beis. Good. Number 8, which daf do we learn that the more lenient misa is administered in a mixture even against the majority? That's on daf Hey, good. Number 9, which daf do we learn that Pinchas would have been killed for killing Zimri after the act, and Zimri could have killed Pinchas as a rodef? That's on daf Pei Beis. Good. Number 10, which daf do we learn we put someone in the kippah who has violated alav sheyesh bo karas 3 times? That's on daf Payoff. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.